Okay, anyway, let me just go back to the Tosafos. Again, the bottom Tosafos on Daf Yud Zayin on the base, the Gemara over here gives you the din that Bosa, the Gemara had a shayla, Bosa Miyakora Aslinon or Bosa Tavamon Aslinon. And the Gemara said, the Gemara brings Rehum Rabba that it's Bosa Miyakora Aslinon. So Tosafos says, Nira dim Zorak Eben or Yechetz al Hakli, and here we cannot say monotvira tova. And Tosfos says at the end, svara pshuta hi lechalek ben zorek even and zorek kli atzmai. So I told you already last time what's the chilek between the two cases. I just want to refresh our memories. If a day passes, it's easy to forget. So I told you the pshat is. By Zorak Lim Rosh Hagag, so you made the Maisa Hezek in the Gufa Dovah, in the Gufa Dekli. When you throw down a Keli from the roof, that is the Maisa Hezek. It will take a while until it hits the ground, but your Maisa Hezek is done in the Gufa Dovah. So there we say Bosam Yikora Aslinun. But by the case where you throw, when you shoot an arrow, unto the Kli, you didn't do any mice in the Kli itself, there we do not say Bosam Yikora Aslinum. That's the pshat when Tosfos says at the end, Usvore Pshuto Hilach Lechalek Ben Zorek Evan, the Zorek Kli Atzmoy. If you throw an Evan unto the Kli, so you didn't touch the Kli itself, so we say, well, when is the mice Hezek? The Mainzer Hezek is not throwing the stone. When the stone will hit the Kli, that's the Mainzer Hezek. That's a very good svara. So before we go, so let's first go over I want to go over two things with you before I go to the Ksois. So look in the Rosh. Just a second. Yeah, the Rosh is good enough. Look in the Rosh and in Simon Beis. It's on top of on page 246 in the pages of the Rosh, in the second column on top. In the third line, where there's ois, what is ois? Ois gimel? No, it's nun. All right. Umaskina and Taisus quotes the Gemara and after test. We did this Gemara in the beginning of the year. By the Rif, if you remember, umaskinon the hetizo b'shusa rabim, v'hiziko b'shusa yochet chayif. The Gemara and Daf Yud Tes has a shaila, and the Gemara concludes, if the behema like kicked the pebbles in the reshusa rabim, and it flew into the reshusa yochet, v'hiziko b'shusa yochet chayif, because regel atzchoyrois. Is only chayif in the reshus hanizik, in the reshus harabim, in the hitizo b'reshus harabim v'zikir b'reshus hayochet, you are chayif. So the Rosh asks, v'afal gaf de gabidoso ala kli v'den skalgel l'mokam acher. The Gemara we have on Daf Yud Zayin that we just did. If you the behemoth steps on a kli, and it rolls into another one and breaks it, asikna. The Gemara concludes. So the Rosh Tamei says Kasha. If the behemoth kicks the pebbles in the Reshus Harabim, and it goes into the Reshus Hayochet, we should say Bosam Yikor Azlinan, and we should say since he did the Maisa in the Reshus Harabim, and the Reshus Harabim you potu, so it should be potu. So the Rosh answers. You understand the Kasha? The Kasha is obvious. So the Rosh answers, where is it? So he says, "Hocha lo yazlinon bosam yikoril ella acha mokem." Here, by the case of Etizo, we do not look at the miyikoril, but we look at the place where the hezek occurred, and that was in the Shusha Yochet. So what's the teretz? So he answers, "The gali kho beregel." By regel, the Torah was megale. It says in pasuk, "Biya b'stei acher." Only if what? If the regel does the damage, b'stei acher in the nizik's reshus. The habir hoye bechotzer anizik, and the biur, the destruction, took place in the chotzer anizik. So we understand. So what does the Rosh basically answer? Again, the Rosh had a kasha. There's a stir in the Gemara. By us, we paskin basami yekara aslinon. And the Gemara by hittes b'shus ha-rabim, the hizik b'shus ha-yochet, that you chayiv. So let's say the same thing. Let's say when the behemoth kicked the pebbles in the reshus ha-rabim, it's basami yekara. That's when the hizik started. So be chayiv for the beginning of the hizik. So what does the Rosh answer? The Rosh answers, no, by regel, it's a gzeres ha-kosov. That beer b'steyachav, you look at, beer means it was devoured, it was damaged in the nizik's reshus. So it's a gzeres ha-kosov that if the hezek occurs in the reshus ha-yochet, you chayiv. So his teretz is basically a gzeres ha-kosov. So first of all, when you learn this Rosh, the immediate question that you should ask on the Rosh is, some of you did notice it. What are we? Now the Rosh answers by regel the Zegzeres HaKosov. And what is our Gemara talking about? The Gemara in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where you have Dorso Alakli Veneskalgel Lamokam Acher. So it's also talking about a regel. It's not talking about bor or something else. So what does the Rosh accomplish by saying it's a gzeres ha-kosuf that by regel you look at the place where the hezek occurred? Our Gemara also is talking by regel. That's an obvious question. It has nothing to do with the choice. Just plain shot in the Rosh. So some of you noticed this and you asked me. So you realize I'm asking. It's offhand. It's b'nei yubei such a question. So the teretz is very simple. The teretz first to explain what the Rosh means. You see, the chilik is this. In our Gemara, the whole thing took place in the Rishus HaNizik. The whole thing took place in the Rishus HaYochet. Except, let's say this is the Rishus HaYochet. The behemah stepped on the pebbles over here, and the hezek occurred over there. But it's all in the Rishus HaNizik. So there the Gemara says, we say Bosam Yikara Azdinon. But you see, in the case of if you test some at Aleph, where the Gemara has the Shaila, where it was Hittes Bershus HaRabim, Vehizik Bershus HaYochet, there, the Maisel was done in a Rishus where you are potu, right? The Maisel was done in the Rishus where you are potu, and the Hezek occurred in the Rishus HaYochet. So the Rosh obviously is Mechalek. The Rosh says there we say if where's Regel Chayiv? Torah says by Regel you Chayiv for doing a damage in the Rishus HaYochet. But over here, the initial ma'isa was already in Rishus HaYochet, which means the chiyuv could have been there. So maybe if the chiyuv could have been there, the shaila is only, do we go according to this point or that point? So we say Bosam Yikara. But if you have to switch from a Rishus HaPtu to the Rishus HaChiyuv, there the Torah has a Gzeres HaKosuf by regel. You go according where the hezek occurred. But anyway, that's all you have to know on the Rosh. So the Ktzois HaChoysha take a look now. I'll do the Gemara or the Rosh, we'll look in what the Ktzois wants to prove from this. So you all have copies of the Ktzois. I want you to know, whoever learned this sugya and does not know this ktzois cannot know the sugya, because the ktzois raises very fundamental shyness against the machlekes of Tosfos and the Rosh. This is a famous ktzois, and everyone has, whoever learns will become, and must know this ktzois. So look at the beginning. I'm reading the Ktzois. Tosfos Dibur HaZorak, Nira Dim Zorak, Omnam nira the Chsoy says Mdivri Harosh nira the gamba zoyre chaitz as lina basmikur. No, not only you, even when you throw a stone or an arrow at something, you also say basom yikor as lina. Not like Toysavis. And he does not, we don't make a chalik. What's the raya? Shekosav, he quotes the Rosh that we just did. Shekosav perikets the regal, gabihitiza b'shusarabim. The maskana is if it kicks the pebbles in the Rishus Rabban and the Hezek occurs in the Rishus Chayif. So the Rosh asks, V'yafal gav the gabi dorsa la cleaver and skull gel and mokamacha v'nishba asikna le'il ke rabba de bosa mi yikor azlinan. And here we see you go bosa tava manat, you go, we don't look in the beginning, we look at the end. So the Rosh answers, Hochalei Aslim Basim Yikor El Acha HaMokam Shenasa Bo HaNezek. We look at the Mokam where the Nezek occurred. The Goli Kho Beregel Ubiyu Stecha. Behabiyu, as long as the act of destruction took place in the Chotzer HaNezek, that's the Rosh. So the Ktoy says, V'in Neim Ulechalek. If we should assume like Toysibus, that we distinguish, Bein Zorak Chetz La Zorak Li, it depends whether you're throwing the arrow at the kli or whether you do it in the kli itself. If it came, my kashya lemid rabba. What's the Rosh's kashya from? What is the Rosh's kashya from rabba? Because in the case of hitiza b'shusa rabba mizik b'shusa. What's the kashya? The Rosh asks, let's go b'sam yikora. But over there, what was the case? The case was, you didn't do a ma'is in the Guf HaDovo. The case was, as the Rosh quotes it, Hitiza b'Rishus HaRabim, v'Hizika b'Rishus HaYochet. When you are matis in the Rishus HaRabim, you aim the pebbles, the stone, onto the kli. So it's a case of zorak chetz. It's not a case of zorak kli. In this case, you didn't do a ma'aseh in the Guf HaDovo. The behemah stepped on a pebble, and the pebble shot into the kli and did damage into the kli. So it's mamish a case where you didn't do a ma'aseh in the Guf HaDovo. You did a ma'aseh in the chetz. And Taisva says there's a chilik whether you do the ma'aseh in the Guf HaDovo on the kli itself, or you do the ma'aseh in the chetz. So b'meila, the Ktoisa asks if the Rosh held like Taisva, he would have no kasha. The Hahasa Metiza b'Shusa Rabim Deinu L'Tzchoyros. He explains himself because they also it's a case of Tzchoyros. The Havilei Zoyrek Chetz. It's equal to a case of Zoyrek Chetz. Elavadai the Harosh Einu Mechalek Ben Zoyrek Chetz L'Zoyrekli. So therefore, the Ktois wants to establish that from this Rosh is Muchach he argues on Tosfos, and the Ktois remains with this. So before we go weiter, I just want you to know that that L'chaira, if this is correct, we have a gewaldige kasha. If you take a look by us in the Nemuki Yosef, and he quotes this Tosfos, take a look in the Nemuki Yosef and the Gemara of Yudzayin Amud Beis. And Adrabi, you'll tell me yourself what is an obvious question. If the Ktois is right, we'll have an obvious question. Look in on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph in the pages of the Rif, on the bottom, about 10 lines from the bottom of the of where you have Umiyuk, you have the monotfira, you have it. Keep on the sofer the shaver machmas rikosay shel rishon kmo shibroi hudami. That's what we go basam yikora. Alma basam yikora azlinon. Because the imloy kain mono me al yehu. Otherwise, it's a good keli. V'sheni amai potu. That's the gemara. Look what the Nemuki Yosef says. Umiyu kosef harosh. However, the rosh. Look what he says. Miyu, he quotes a rosh. Shim zorak eben oy chetz ala kli. If you throw a stone or an arrow onto a kli, ubo achav v'kinem v'shibroi, and someone else breaks it, chayiv. The yesh lechalek bein inyan zeh lezeh rekni atzmoy. That's all I have to show you. No? So what should you ask? What should you ask on the choice, based on this Makir Yosef?
The diuk's not good.
What?
The diuk is not good.
Don't say it like this. You are right, ultimately, but the diuk is a good diuk, but just a technical kasha. That what?
It goes
against the what?
It goes against the other rush.
Yeah, so the other, but there'll be a steer in the rush. Yeah, that's correct. Davada. Here, to see, if only Tosafos would say it, and the rush and the Tosafos brings a raya from the rush, that the rush argues, oh, yeah, fine. So the machlokes rishonim. But here, what Tosafos says, then Makir Yosef quotes it b'shem the rush, which means the rush also said, the rush also made the distinction between zorak chetz or zorak esakli, right? So obviously, if the choice is right, then you have an inner contradiction in the Rosh himself. The Rosh himself passes like Tosafos.
Is that in our Rosh?
What?
Is this question in Rukiyos, is that in our
Rosh? In
Rukiyos,
it's
in
the Rosh, yeah. It's
in our
Rosh. The Rukiyos doesn't throw Tosafos. The Rukiyos says that this statement was made by the Rosh also. So maybe...
Is it like in Siman Aleph? Or the Rosh? Is it in the Rosh?
What do you mean?
It's in
Rukiyos. I'm saying, does the Rosh actually say it?
No, by us we don't have it, no. But the Makir Yosef quotes that this distinction was made by the Rosh. So according to the Makir Yosef, the Rosh holds like Tosafos. So you cannot be... So if what the Rosh says and Daf Yutes, what we just did inside, you'll have a contradiction in the Rosh himself. That couldn't be. So many achronim noticed this, that if the Ksais is right, you have a contradiction in the Rosh himself. So maybe therefore you'll see, I'll do it later on, the many achronim say that there's you can argue with the raya from the Rosh and Daf Yutes. So we'll, I'll do it later on, but I just want you to know that this is a known kasha that Achronim has. If the choice is right, then there's a steer in the Rosh and then there's no teretz. You cannot answer such a steer. Because it's mamish the opposite. Okay, so, but anyway, the Rosh, according to the choice, the Rosh argues on Tosafos. All right? Keep this in mind. Okay, now, before...
What?
The Ksos is Diuk
from the Rosh.
Yeah, the Ksos is Diuk is if the Rosh held like our Tosafos, that there's a chilik whether you do a mice in the gufakli or you aim at an arrow, which and you shoot it to the kli, if you hold that's Tosafos chilik, right? Then what's the Rosh's raya from the Gemara? And you sign our base by Bosami Chavazinon. In our case, what in that case also, you didn't do the mice in the Gufadovo. Dorso al Akli. She and what happens? And those pebbles shoot onto the kli. That's like zayirik chetz. And yet the Gemara says basam yikara as dinan. What's the Rosh's kasha? She has no kasha. So obviously, it says you see that the Rosh does not hold like Tosafos. So I'm just pointing out to you that it's a technical kasha on the Ksois. You see the Makir Yosef quotes the opinion of the Rosh. That the Rosh himself said it.
Is there another Rosh we don't have?
Doesn't matter, but look, we trust in Makir Yosef. I mean, that's not the...
Is it known that there's a Rosh? There's
what?
Is it known that there's a Sparm of the Rosh we don't have?
Well, we don't have... Look, the Sheet on the Kibbetz quotes shot in from the Rosh. I did not see it in the Sheet. Take a look again, maybe some other safer quote. Anyway, we look, the Makir Yosef has the monist. The Makir Yosef had that the Rosh himself is... said the same thing as Tosafos. So Mela, you see that the Rosh does not argue on Tosafos because the Rosh himself made this distinction. Okay, if you're going to try to give me a teretz with the names, so that we don't.
Is there other, on different sugyas that the Rush wrote on that we don't have that other Rishonim quote, like Swarm?
Well, this I know to tell you on that. Why do you have to go to other places? Just look over here. The Muki Yosef quotes that the Rosh says with Tosfos. So you see, the Rosh does not argue on how will you reconcile it? So let's wait. I'll eventually give you a teretz. But today, all I want to go over is the kashas. Now, this is the first one. Now, I want to go to the second raya of the Ktsois, that the Ktsois argues on Tosfos. From the Muki Yosef, by Ishoy Bishul Chitzoy. So before we go over, I want to go to the Mukiyosei about Ishoy Bishul Chitzoy. I'll find it for you. Which one was I saying? On the view, you're right. On the view, in the pages of the Rif, we'll go over this famous Mukiyosei. Today, we will learn Ishoy Bishul Chitzoy, we'll again do this. But today we are doing it only to prove that from this Lemukhi Yosef, he also argues on Tosfos. So look, it begins with the words Ishoy Mishum Chitzoy. And the Lemukhi Yosef tells you what it means. Ke'ilu beyodov heviroi, k'namoron. Ishoy Mishum Chitzoy means that you made the fire by yourself with your own hands. And therefore you chayiv. And again, there's machlok. One man number says Ishem Shomayin. It means if you make a fire and it does damage the fire, one man number says you chayiv because it's your fire, and the other man number says no, it's not because it's your fire, but Ishem is Rishim Chiv. When you make a fire over here and the fire spreads, that's like shooting an arrow, and you chayiv. So the Muki Yosef asks, the E Kashiloch in Cain, if you hold Ishem Hashem Chitzoy, that when I shoot an arrow, so it means that I'm chayef, what am I chayef for? For making the fire, right from the beginning. Heicho Sharinon im Chasheicho Lahadlik Esaneirois, Vadlikoso Elechas Venigmeres B'Shabbos. This is a very famous Muki Yosef. Even if you don't learn Baba Kama, you should know this Muki Yosef. If you pass in Ishem Hashem Chitzoy, it's like you're shooting an arrow. When you make a fire, like shooting an arrow. So if that's the case, how do we light Shabbos candles on Friday? Even though we are starting Heicho Sharinon im Chasheicho Lahadlik Es Haneirois, if it's Ishem Hashem Chitzoy, so b'meila you are shooting an arrow. And when the light continues to burn on Shabbos, right? If you say Ishem Shem Chitzo, it means your arrow is still traveling. So that when the fire continues to burn on Shabbos, it's like your own Maisa. Because what does Ishem Shem Chitzo mean? Like the Muki Yosef tells you, Ki lebeyodof eviruk, it's like you are now standing there and making the fire. So when the fire spreads by itself after I put it on, It's my mindset. I'm shooting the arrow at that moment. And Mamela, if you hold Ishem Hashem Chitzoy, you should not be able to light Shabbos candles. That is the famous kasha of the Muki Yosef. And he explains himself. And he brings another Gemara, V'chein ma'achizin esa'or b'mduro, v'olechas v'negberes hadlegos of Shabbos. Anyway, it means you make a fire now, but the hadlaka will burn into Shabbos. Ulfizeh hareyu keilu hivirohu be'asmoi. If you hold this Shem Hashem Chitzoy, it's like you are lighting the fire in Shabbos itself. V'chol shekein hu deilu hochol neskaven lahavir godesh shel chaveru. V'och yirka kanosa yishetet lak v'teilu b'Shabbos. It makes the kashi much stronger. He says by hadlakas neivos, you want that the candle should continue burning on Shabbos. And so even though you started out in the beginning, what should we say? We should say Ishem Hashem Chitzoy, and you mechalel Shabbos. That's the famous kasha of the Muki Yosef. I did skip the Gemara and Shabbos of your test. That's haklal. So look, but let's go to the teretz. Loi kasha. Just a second. So he says, "Kine ayin the milsa shapir." This is an interesting expression. It says if you learn over the sugya carefully, loikashulon. Now let's see the teretz. Adra, you'll help me understand the teretz of the Makiyase. Sharei chiyuvay mishum chitzoy. The chiyuv is for shooting an arrow. Kezoyrei kachetz. It's like mamish, like you're shooting an arrow. Shebeshor shiyotzu achetz mitachas yodoy. When you let go, and you let the chetz go by itself, at that moment you did everything. We do not say that mekan labo is also your ma'aser. Stop. That's the teretz. I'll finish the whole thing. But so the Yosef answers no. If you hold isha mishum chitzoy, it means your whole ma'aser takes place b'shas you light the candles. So the candles, when did you light them? The candles were lit before Shabbos. So your whole ma'aser is finished at that moment. Now, as we don't say that since it's Isha B'Shem Chitzoy, the fire continues to burn and burn and burn, that it's my ma'aser anymore. My ma'aser really finished the moment I set a fire to this wood. But what happens from then on, that's not your ma'aser anymore. So, in other words, the Yosef gives a very, very good teretz. He says, Ishay Mishem Chitza Gud. We know it means it's like I am shooting an arrow. But when does my ma'aser of shooting an arrow stop? The moment I let go. Once I let go, that's the initial ma'aser. And that ma'aser took place b'mei chol. So b'meila, what happens on Shabbos is not brought back to you to your actions as if you did it on Shabbos. That's the famous Nemuki Yosef. And he gives a good mashal, the Nemuki Yosef. He gives a good mashal. Just a second, where is it? So again, Kezoyrek Hachetz Shebeshor Sheyotzu Hachetz Metachas Yodoy Beoish at Shub. At that moment, Nase Hakol. Everything is in that act. We don't say that when the candle keeps burning on, that is still your Meister. Your Meister ended when you set fire on, when you lit the candle. And he says, because if you should say in such a case that when as long as the candle burns, it's still you ma'aser, so here's the kasha. If that's the case, if you'll tell me by lighting a candle that when the candle burns by itself, it's you ma'aser, so anyway you should be potter. Why? Because you're an onus. Why are you an onus? She'en b'yodah lachzira. Once you shoot an arrow, you cannot retract it. V'hochinam yo ilu meis koidem shehispik lahadlik hagodish vaday mishtalim nizik miyachayis nechosim today. And moreover, the Nemuki Yosef gives a good marshal. If before he managed to put the godish on fire, the guy would die. So what would be the din? Of course you would make him pay. You wouldn't say come lebe the rabbi. The vaday mishtale nizik miachayis nechosim today. The hokori can kiteitza yesh. It says in posse kiteitza yesh shalem yeshalem. So you have to pay. So the kasha is, if you should think that the age that I make before Shabbos and it continues into Shabbos, that's my ma'aser later on. Have a mace u mace lab machiyubahu. So he died in the middle, and a mace is not chayev. Elo lab, what must you say? Shmam, you know the lab command the ad the kasha be yudaim. Ishum and Shemchitza does not mean as if when the fire keeps burning, it's like I am making the fire right now. Because I made the fire beforehand. The less lay isu choshev. So we don't say this. This is a Gewaltige Reihe. the if you in this case, when you let, when you light the Godish and you set it on fire, so if you should say that it's considered mekanul habo, whatever is burning, it's you meiser, so mele you should be potter to pay. Why? Because at the time when that happens, he already died. A mess is not chayiv to pay anything, and you cannot even go to his children because there's no chiyuv. It's only if the father is only if the father is mechuyev, then it goes right away. Then it goes to the children. But if you should say that it's like my maisa is continuous, so then since when the candle put the Godish on fire, that's already after he had died, because the candle burns by itself, and then the mele is potter. So therefore, what does the Rosh say? Now the Rosh says Isha Mishum Chitzoy means the whole act of Hezek occurred initially when you lit the candle. So the mele. And when did you light the candle? Before Shabbos. So again, the Mekhi Yosef in the Kashya held, if you hold Isha Mishum Chitzoy, so it means while the fire is traveling, every second that it travels, it's like I am shooting an arrow. I am making the fire. So how can you make Neir Shabbos? You are Mechal Shabbos. You started it before Shabbos, but as it's being lit, they will say the Isha Mishum Chitzoy continues. So the Mekhi Yosef says no, it does not continue. Isha Mishum Chitzoy means Isha Mishum Chitzoy just means that we look at your action as if you're shooting an arrow, but the whole Maaseh Hezek occurs when you light the candle, but once the candle is lit, then your maisa has ended, and therefore, when did you light? Before Shabbos. So therefore, we would not apply Isha Mishum Chitzoy. And he brings the raya he brings a very good raya from the mess. Because otherwise, he says, it'll come out that you'll never be able to collect for the fire. Why? Because if we should say it's mekanul habo, and when the fire keeps burning, it's like my action. So when did I destroy it on Shabbos? If I destroyed it on Shabbos, I'm potter to pay. Why? Because the guy was a mess already at that time. So it comes now. Let's see what the Ktzoi says. The Ktzoi says that this Mekhi Yosef also proves that the Mekhi Yosef argues on our Tosafos. Why? So now let's go to the choice. I'll do the other rayas tomorrow. Today I only want to go with these two rayas. Go to on the same page. V'chein mashma medivrei han. Skip the next two pieces and go to the third. V'chein mashma medivrei han Mekhi Yosef perek yetzad haregel. Gavi isha mishum chitzoy. Where he quotes the Mekhi Yosef. V'i kashiloch, the Mekhi Yosef asks, how do we allow to light the Shabbos candles just before Shabbos? Let's say Isha Mishum Chitzoy. Look, Hashir, Shari Chiyuva Mishum Chitzoy Kazoy Rekachetz. You are chayif as if you are shooting an arrow. Shebesho Shiyotza Chetz Matachas Yod. The moment the arrow leaves your hands, we oisha show Nasa Kol. That's when you have completed your whole action. But we don't say that as the fire continues to burn, it's you maisa. The onus, he's an onus. And he makes the kasha stronger. Let's say I set the Godish on fire before Shabbos. And then the guy dies, and the fire is still burning. We don't say vada mishtalim nizik meachayus nechosef. The hokori can't get heitzayesh. Ella command the abdik mikor. You must say your action ends when you light the candle. What happens from then on is not your maisa anymore. Umashma mizeh. So the Ktzoi now says, from this Nimuk Yosef is mashma, the Gavi Chetz Nami, Havile Kilu is Avid Maisa. By the Chetz also, what do we say? When did your Maisa end? The moment you let go. The moment you let go of the Chetz. That's your whole Maisa. But because if you should say that the Maisa continues, so why in the case where someone makes a fire and burns down someone's goddesh, that he's chayiv to pay? Why is he chayiv to pay? Let's say at the moment of the hezek, he's not alive anymore, so he's potter to pay. Elamai, what must you say? His maisa ends the moment he lights the candle. And at that time he wasn't a mess yet, he was a chai. So what's pshat in the Nimuk Yosef? So the Ksoi says umashma mizedegabi chetz nami havi lekilu is havit maisa. We say when is the maisa done? The maisa was done before Shabbos, and immediately when you light it, that's your whole maisa. Also b'meila. Just a second. So b'meila the Ktzois asks. So from the Nimuk Yosef we see clearly against the Tosafos, because according to Tosafos, what should we say? Is Bosam Yikoras Linan, and we say the Maisa that you started before Shabbos continues into Shabbos. So obviously we don't say it. So the Ksois brings two rayas. One is the raya that I read before, and one is from the Gemara of Ishoy Mishim Chitzoy, where the Gemara says the one that shoots the arrow, the whole maisa is done immediately, and later on it's not his business. So Mela, what do you see from this? The Ksois claims that the Muki Yosef also does not make a chilek whether you do a maisa in the Guf HaDavar or you do a maisa and it lasts a while, but which means even by this case we don't say that it's we don't say that the maisa continues, but we say your maisa ended. So Mela, you see from this Nimuk Yosef also that there's no chilek between whether you do a maisa in the Guf HaDavar or you do a maisa, but it's not in the Guf HaDavar, but later on you may want to attribute it to the person who lit the candle. So Mela, the Nimuk Yosef, the Ksois concludes from the Nimuk Yosef, we see clearly that he also argues on Tosafos. Now he has more rayas, but for the time being, these two rayas are sufficient. Just a second. Here also, just a second. That's all I can. Now, Adar Rabbi, can you make a distinction between? There shouldn't be that there's no raya from the Nimuk Yosef, that the Nimuk Yosef argues on Tosafos, or even how to answer the first raya also. So that will have to wait. I'll do it, but I want you to prepare well. You see, these are very delicate distinctions that we are going to make. Just a second. I'll have to take a rest. Just a second. Just give me a minute or two. Just a second. No, I'm okay. I'm not sick.
Is it water?
No. Just let me. It's not the first time this happens. It's I just have to take just have to rest for a minute or so. Let me see. It's 2 o'clock. It's too time. It's too early to stop. Okay, just saying. I won't go. Just saying. I'll just tell you what I want you to prepare well for tomorrow. You see, Rav Shimon Shkop goes over the Ksois and he points out that the rayas of the Ksois are no rayas at all. He already asks the kasha from the Mukhe Yosef that I showed you before, that the Mukhe Yosef quotes the Rosh, that the Rosh says the same thing as Tosafos. So obviously there cannot be a stira, because then you have a stira in the Rosh himself. But the Rav Shimon makes a beautiful distinction between the cases that the Tois quotes and the case that our Toisibus makes a chilek between shooting the arrow or you do a mice and the gufadova. But it's very delicate chilukim. Also, the one that explains it very beautifully also is the Nachlas David. Nachlas David here on this, he also goes, I'll prepare this very well. Go over either Rav Shimon Shkop and then the Sefer, or take the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David is very lengthy, the Rav Shimon is shorter. So use Rav Shimon. But what Rav Shimon says, he was preceded by the Nachlas David. Okay, so for tomorrow, prepare well. And finish. I'll finish the rest of the choice. So bring the choice. Keep these until for tomorrow. And